End of the Blender, episode 22.
Stop messing with me. You're not missing a thing. You keep going and I'm just showing that I never stop to think.
You're listening to End of the Blender with your hosts, Chooch and Viv.
You can hear us each week discussing topics ranging from co-parenting a blended family to gaming to technology news.
And whatever else catches our fancy this week.
But it really doesn't matter at all. Love is such a reason to fall.
Hello, everybody.
Hi.
I didn't say your name. You are not allowed to speak. Oh, wait, you always say your name. Hi, this is Chooch.
Can I speak now?
Please do.
This is Viv.
All right, that's it. Oh.
Okay, I won't talk again.
And welcome to episode 22, a brief episode. 22 of Into the Blender. Go.
An amuse-bouche, if you will. We just realized that with all the chaos of the month that we haven't put anything in the feed, and that makes us very sad.
Yeah.
So we have had so much happen in the last couple of weeks. But we are going to talk about, okay, quick rundown. LT's home.
Mm-hmm.
We've had an awesome time. We went to an amazing concert.
Mm-hmm.
We've been to some amazing parties.
Mm-hmm.
We ran a 5K. We met some awesome new people. Mm-hmm. But we'll cover all of that in the next episode.
Yes.
What we decided to talk about today is what we did yesterday.
Yes.
Because it's just eclipsed our whole, like, last 2 weeks, especially the last this week. We had, of course, Dragon Con was this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And we were unable to attend, partially because of finance, partially because of school starting for the kids on Tuesday. And it's just a really, we thought, well, maybe we would go for one day, but it's a 20-hour drive.
Yeah.
Well, we started talking about it again when we found out that our other podcast, COH Podcast, for the City of Heroes game,
mm-hmm.
was in the finalist category for best gaming podcast for the Parsecs.
The shortlist.
So it was like, oh, we've got to go. Even if we just go for the awards. Yeah, drive 10 hours, stick around for a couple hours, drive 10 hours back. Chooch said no.
Not going to happen.
So we had a proxy set up to accept for us in this tiny chance that we might win, and we didn't. And so instead, since we couldn't do Dragon Con, we had joked earlier in the year about doing a kind of a stay-at-home con, is always the joke in Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And we went ahead with our plans to do what we were jokingly referring to as Blender Con, like Into the Blender. So that's what we did. We threw together a con in our house.
Which was just going to be a party of just to get the different people together that weren't going to make it to Dragon Con.
Yeah, potluck was the plan.
And there was quite a few people in our group of friends that were not able to go. So at the end, we ended up having 20 people in the house. And around, Wednesday, because the party was Saturday.
It was Tuesday, I think. Monday or Tuesday.
So, yeah. Well, Wednesday's when we really actually started working.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, Wednesday was work day.
So we had realized, you know, what if we really did make Blender Con?
Mm-hmm.
What are the elements of a con? What makes a con?
Right.
And started writing a list.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you got to have name badges, t-shirts.
A registration desk.
Mm-hmm. You got to have like a panel with people talking about stuff. They usually do like show a movie.
Mm-hmm.
They have screenings. And so we put together that list and started madly throwing together materials.
Yeah, insanely.
I took our Into the Blender logo and then I wrapped some text around it to make BlenderCon 08.
Mm-hmm.
And we had.
So we had a logo.
Yes, with our own slogan.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need no stinking dragons. And I took the DragonCon logo and put a little no dragons symbol over it.
Like the typical no parking circle with a bar line through it kind of a thing.
And we put together a schedule. We created programs.
Mm-hmm. T-shirts. Banners.
And loot bags.
And yeah, loot bags. It was like, every time you go to a con, or at least the two we've been to in all of our great experience, we've gotten loot bags. So we had we had to have the little miniature dinosaurs, like from Serenity, mm-hmm. from Firefly, actually, with Wash. And pirates, there's pirates at cons, and I don't know right. why I got pirate pencils, because there were pencils and pens and stuff in bags we'd gotten before.
Uh-huh.
We had the program.
Right.
We had, oh, you gave me the funniest, like, you are such a dork. Look, when I said, ooh, what if we get pennies? And we can cut out a picture of Felicia Day from Dr. Horrible, and her name was Penny, so mm-hmm. we can give out penny pennies. And you looked at me like I was an idiot. But then you got into it, and you were sitting there cutting out tiny Felicia Days and gluing them mm-hmm. onto pennies. And I didn't think you were going to do them.
Yes,
we had penny pennies. And then the other Dr. Horrible thing we had for the right. look bag kind of exploded. Yeah.
In the show, he transports gold out of a bank vault.
Yeah.
But when it gets to the other side, it turns. It has an event.
The molecules reassemble
into this liquid, gooey liquid stuff. Yeah,
in a Ziploc bag.
That he mentions smells like human.
Yeah. So what would you do if you had that information? I mean, come on.
We took little snack-sized Ziploc bags and filled them with a mixture of cumin and water and
cornstarch
and made that part of the loot yeah. bag.
Which some of them opened.
Yeah.
And it was funny because I was sitting there in the living room, you know, 6 hours into the party, and I'm like, I smell cumin. And I'm like, I think that I burned out the cumin part of my brain after smelling it for so long in the morning. And it was like, no, one of the bags had opened. And that's when we started yeah. checking, and several of the bags had opened. But luckily, they were still in the loot bags, so nothing got damaged.
So it was so much fun. Oh, all God. The guests showed up, and they were just kind of, you know, they got the full effect of our dorkitude.
Well, they were expecting a potluck.
Yeah.
They thought they were going to walk in and we would eat, but right. they walk up and we have a banner at the front door.
With the registration desk.
We had, you know, registration, and there were little signs. We made little, like, restroom signs, like you see the man, woman mm-hmm. restroom. We put those in front of the bathrooms.
Labels for the parts of our hotel.
Uh-huh.
The grand ballroom yeah. and the upper level.
The theater.
The theater and, yeah.
So, and the LAN party suite was upstairs where, oh, okay, guys. Okay, I got to tell you this. I'm kind of skipping a bit because I'm so excited. When we were talking about it, our tween, LT, says, a con? That sounds cool. Can I have a booth of my own? And I just darn near died right there. And I actually tweeted, I have the coolest tween in the world, or something like that, because he wanted his own con booth.
Mm-hmm.
And then he showed me what he wanted to do with it. There's Homestar Runner, for those of you that know it. For those of you that don't, you need to go to homestarrunner.com and see. There's some really funny stuff there. But there's a character named Strong Bad, and he does, quote, Trogdor Con. He gets a booth at a con, and it's just this really funny skit. It's a video podcast kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. And, flash animation.
Yeah, flash animation. And so he made a sign, like the one in the Homestar Runner episode, and mm-hmm. he had booth 101, and it was so funny, and he would just play the episode. Mm-hmm. It was so cute. I just died when he said that, though. It was so cool. But that was on the program as well. We had a creative arts thing on the program, which was basically, mm-hmm. we got a big Tinkerbell, like, party banner thing, and hung it on the wall and put a table there. With some coloring books and some colored pencils for the 4-year-old that was attending.
Mm-hmm.
And gosh, what else did we have? We did a Dr. Horrible viewing.
A screening of Dr. Horrible.
On our big screen TV. And it was
the stereo four bore and had an entire room of people singing.
Yeah. And cheering. The cumin line in the did you love that?
Yeah.
When it got to the part in Dr. Horrible, when he goes, it smells like cumin, the room just cheered because they'd
people
already gotten their loot
their little bags.
It was so cool.
Transported.
And oh, and shoot, you took your microphone. He's got, for his fancy microphone, everybody, he's got one of these hard steel case things.
Oh.
And he made a sign for it that says, Wonderflonium, do not bounce, like the one in the movie. It was so cute.
For the registration desk.
It was just so fun. We were so floored because we had all these great people, Biscuit and Kath. Biscuit from, he was on CultureCast, mm-hmm. came up from North Carolina with his awesome girlfriend, Kath, mm-hmm. who we have not gotten to talk about yet, but
yeah.
I just love her and want to adopt her as a sister or something, because she's just like the coolest. So they came up from North Carolina, and then we had Paul Fisher and Martha Holloway come,
mm-hmm.
Paul and Martha from ADD Cast and the Balticon Podcast and Dancing Cat Studios yep. and Serve It Cold.
Mm-hmm.
And just all of their awesomeness. And Heather Welliver and Grail Wolf, Mark Bailey, came.
Mm-hmm.
So we had them in attendance, which is just always, it was just like the house of happiness.
Yeah.
We had our friend, Mistress Chet from Twitter, mm-hmm. and her man, Chad. I hope he doesn't mind me saying it, because he didn't seem too happy to, when he found out that I call him POJ, Property of Jet. So I'm going to say his name. They were there. Nobilis and his family came.
Mm-hmm.
And we also had Bran Gamblin mm-hmm. from Calls for Cthulhu, and his girlfriend, Allie, and her daughter from a previous, you know, mm-hmm. thing. So they get the whole blended family thing,
right,
too.
Right, yeah. Elf Princess.
Elf Princess, who we've talked
about
before.
Who came in costume.
She came in costume. We were joking on Twitter. Nobody knew that we were doing this. Nobody had a clue. But we were tweeting. Paul Fisher started tweeting these crazy
all these
tweets.
Fake events.
At BlenderCon, you know, the bobbing for hot, what was it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
For something in hot oil has been canceled. And he was just coming up with these crazy...
The flamethrower event's been moved from Suite A to the... to the outdoor courtyard.
So he was tweeting these crazy things because everybody was excited about DragonCon and tweeting that. So he started tweeting BlenderCon stuff.
After Paul started doing those, we started doing a couple crazy ones because Adam Baldwin had dropped out of DragonCon. Uh-huh. He was supposed to be there. Uh-huh. So I had tweeted, everybody heard Adam Baldwin dropped out of DragonCon. Now you know why. He'll be at BlenderCon 08.
We were having so much fun with it. And he
along
didn't
with
even
Sadie
know.
Guest, Katie Sackhoff.
Katie Sackhoff, I know. That was the one that I thought would make Susan mad. Susan Z. But it was so funny because he didn't even know that we were planning all this stuff. It was so cute.
Yeah.
So he's just tweeting stuff and we're going, tee-hee-hee-hee. And then I was nervous because the stuff that you guys were tweeting was way better than any of the goofy stuff that we came up with to really do.
So, fun, Paulette Jackson came.
Yes, from Form Letter Rejection Theater.
And I don't think we left anybody out.
I think that's everybody. It was just so fun though.
Yeah.
It was so cool because Paul and Martha and Heather and Mark got here together at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And we had the registration set up outside the front door.
Mm-hmm.
And the banner was up and everything like that. And they came up like, what the heck?
What did you do?
And it was so cute. Because I said, okay, everybody come in, drop off your stuff, and then come back out to the registration desk. I don't want you standing there holding stuff and, you know, hurting yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so cute because I walked Paul in and he was just looking around going, this is so cool. And he saw the little restroom sign on the bathroom and he just cracked up. I was like, oh, it was so worth all the trouble.
Yeah.
And we gave them their name tags.
Mm-hmm.
With the BlenderCon logo. And some people, I had made t-shirts. I said, well, you know, I can make t-shirts. I can just do iron-ons, which ended up being about 12 hours of work, which we are so doing it differently next year. Let me
production.
Tell you. Yeah, it was like $7 to do a t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And we had those at the front desk. So we were handing those out. And some mm-hmm. people actually put them on. We were wearing ours.
Yeah.
And I thought we'd wear it as people got here. And then I didn't think anybody'd really wear them, but a lot of people put them on.
Yeah.
Jet actually ordered an extra one and had people sign it.
Yeah, we had a little placard thing that we were having all the guests sign so we could have it for us.
Because mm-hmm. I want to frame it.
Yeah, and Jet went one step further. She actually ordered two shirts, so she had one to wear, and she had one for everybody to sign, which was brilliant.
I'm so jealous now, because if I had thought, it's like I told you this morning, I said, you know, when I went to bed last night and I put on my PJs, I thought, I should have just taken off my shirt and had everybody sign that, because then I could have framed that instead of the stupid little piece of paper.
Like I said, one of the tester shirts.
Yeah, so it was so stupid, but I may just print up a sign and say, okay, just sign it. And I'm going to frame that instead because I had this nice piece of, you know, cardstock, fancy mm-hmm. paper. I was going to put the logo on it and have everybody sign it and then frame it.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't even have time to put the logo on. We were running around so last minute. So it's just this piece of paper with everybody's signature. I thought, well, I'll make a little banner over it and frame it. It'll be nice. But I want a t-shirt signed now. Okay, everybody's going to have to come back to my house and sign it. Sorry. I hate to tell you this. Bring your butts here. And we had this huge spread. We had done burgers and hot dogs and... Everybody brought food and desserts. Oh, well, we had a chocolate fountain.
Yes.
That was kind of decided immediately. You know, if we can't be at DragonCon, we can at least have a chocolate fountain.
Yes.
So we had that, and then I made one of my sugar-free cheesecakes. And yes, I make sugar-free cheesecakes now. I'm doing South Beach. Feel sorry for me. Feel sorry for my guests, because I always talk about all the cheesecakes I make, and all I do is make splendid cheesecakes now. But I'm going to make it up to him.
No, we've got some friends that are diabetics and that kind of thing, so they can appreciate it.
The next party, though, I'm going to do the turtle pecan cheesecake for everybody, because I've tweeted about it so many times. Yeah. So anyways, it was just, so the party was set to start at 2. Mm-hmm. And we thought everybody would hang out for a couple hours. And we did this program with times for things.
Right.
And it totally all went to hell immediately.
Right.
Immediately.
Timing-wise.
We were going to have people eating by 2:30. It was after 3 before we got anywhere near even getting the food really laid out. And so we ate late and everything else kind of happened late. And I was feeling bad about that. And I finally said, does anybody have to leave by any certain time? Just so we know. And they're like, no, we're fine until you kick us out. And so it was the big joke, you know. Well, we had Jet and Chad left a little earlier than everybody else. They literally were the only ones to leave before 11:30.
Yeah.
Because it was at 11:30 and everybody was finally like, all right, well, I guess we'll get up. And, you know, people were leaving our house up until midnight. And, of course, Cap and Biscuit are staying the weekend again. But we literally had everybody leave except for Jet and Chad, like between 11:30 and 12.
They had, that was one of the things that Paula had said, next time I need to make sure to register earlier for the guest suite.
Yeah. I know.
It'd be much better to stay at the hotel that the con's at.
Exactly. I was like, oh, crap, next time we're just going to have to get up inflatable mattresses and stuff. Because I felt bad everybody getting on the road that late. But you very smartly thought to offer coffee.
Yeah. That's the one thing. It got very warm.
Yeah.
We were expecting thunderstorms and stuff. Mm-hmm. And so it was very humid outside. It did not thunderstorm, but we had lots of sunshine. It was very hot
it was
outside.
A beautiful day,
very humid.
But humid.
And so many people in the house that the house got really warm.
Yeah.
So I was kind of like, I realized it was getting kind of late. And I know we don't drink coffee, so I don't normally think about this stuff. But it occurred to me, hey, some people might want coffee. You usually serve it with dessert. Mm-hmm. And I didn't really think about it until then. So I'm like, everybody, I know it's kind of warm, but anyone want coffee?
Yeah, and several people did because they were about to drive an hour or two home. So that was a great idea. And Paulette was so sweet. She stayed, she's got one of the people that has like a 2-hour drive home or something like that. So she actually got a hotel room nearby. And I felt so bad because we had already given the room to Biscuit and Captain. There's really nowhere else that we can put somebody to sleep, you know?
Other than couches.
Yeah. So I felt like bad, but there wasn't anything we could do. And she'd already had the reservation. But she had just thought that she would stay later and help us clean up. But the party didn't end till 11:30. So after everybody left, it was like, and everybody was so nice. Well, what do you want me to do? How can I help clean up? And I was like, nah, don't worry about it. No, don't worry. It's a party. I hate when everybody comes and works. That's our job. We're hosting the party. It's our mess to clean up.
Mm-hmm.
And so everybody kept offering, and I was like, no, just relax. I put the mayonnaise-based stuff away. We're cool. And everybody was noshing the whole, they were there for almost 10 hours.
Yeah.
You know, from 2 until almost midnight. And so we just left the food out, and people ate and ate and ate.
Mm-hmm.
And we finally started putting stuff away after everybody left, and then decided Kath had never seen the Firefly series.
Yeah.
So we popped in the first episode, which is a long episode. Isn't that a 2-hour episode?
That's a 2-hour, yeah.
And so it was 2:00 before we went to bed.
Official pilot, not the one that they showed on TV as the pilot.
So we cleaned the kitchen and sat down because we were, you know, awake and thought, oh, we'll throw this in. I forgot it was 2 hours and she fell asleep halfway through. So Biscuit and Kath are upstairs right now. Mm-hmm. We gave her homework that she has to watch the episode and stay awake for it. So we've got her entertained while we're doing this. And of course, Biscuit's like, I'll watch it again, even though we just watched it last night.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, we're sorry, Biscuit and Kath, for like abandoning the unicorn, but they understand. They're totally cool. She even said, if, you know, I can just play my game if you guys are still going. And so she's very happy about, you know, just relaxing this weekend. And they brought their dog.
Mm-hmm.
It's her dog, you know, to be honest. It's her dog. It's an Italian greyhound. And he's awesome.
Named Gandalf.
His name is Gandalf. He's gray. It's Gandalf the gray.
And she heard that as they get older, their coat changes to white. So it's a natural fit.
It's totally appropriate. So yes, we had an elf princess and we had Gandalf at our party. It was very cool. That's a con. Gandalf in the house. I even tweeted, we have Gandalf or something like that.
So we will call the first irregular BlenderCon a success.
Oh, a huge success. The people that were here, they just went on and on and on. Mark Bailey was so cute because he kept walking around with like this, I can't believe you guys did all this. This is amazing. And it was so cute.
He's like, I've been to actual cons that aren't as well planned.
said, yeah, but we didn't stay on schedule, which Biscuit said is standard for a right. con. I was like, okay. Everybody had some. Oh, and one of my favorite things that, well, oh, and we also had gaming. Yes. We have the Wii and the PS2 set up in the basement, mm-hmm. which we called Salon B, lower right. level Salon B, Salon B, with the sign and everything. Yes, we had signs around our house. And we have Rock Band down there. But mm-hmm. honestly, the kids just played the Wii. They played Super Smash Brawl for hours.
Yeah. Yes.
Nobilis' kids were down here. Elf mm-hmm. Princess was down here. LT was bouncing. He was having a yeah. lot of fun. Our teenager was here, but he pretty much stayed on WoW. There was so much going on.
Land,
he just
in the LAN suite.
Yeah, in the LAN party suite, yes, where all the computers are set up and everything like that. So he mainly stayed up there because he was doing some instances in WoW and stuff. And just, I think it was kind of a lot of people. He's not yeah. like a shy thing, but it was just one of those, he didn't really feel yeah. comfortable kind of thing.
And then Nobilis' daughter Lava Spout, she had spent some time down on the Wii and stuff and uh-huh. ended up going up to the LAN suite. She spent most of the time on my computer playing yeah. Portal.
Yeah, that's true. So it was a lot of fun. He didn't spend a lot of time interacting, yeah. but you know, he's a teenager. You don't really expect that.
Yep.
But LT was awesome.
Yeah.
He was all over. He was the head of registration. He was actually, yep. we were still running around getting stuff ready in the house. So I had him at the registration desk and I said, just ring the doorbell. If somebody comes and we'll come out. So he was the head of registration. He sat there in his BlenderCon shirt and was so, he was so helpful and he was so into it. Mm-hmm. He was just so into it. I reveled in that.
Mm-hmm.
It was so fun.
And right there,
such geeks.
Singing Dr. Horrible lyrics with everybody else.
Oh, I know. I was so proud. Literally the whole room was singing. Everybody that knew the lyrics was just letting it out. It was so awesome. And we had some people that hadn't seen it or hadn't seen the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
But what I was going to say before, one of my favorite things was as I was, you know, cutting out the little transfers, well, the big transfers for the BlenderCon shirts, mm-hmm. I had the TV on. Serenity was on cable, so I watched the end of it because it was on and, you know, you can't change the channel.
You got to watch it.
I don't care if it's 10 minutes, I'm watching it. So I was cutting them out and I saw at the very end, you know, where Kaylee and Simon are finally having their moment.
Yes.
And then you see River is peeking from the ceiling.
Right.
And the first thing I thought was of the lolcats, Ceiling Cat is watching you, right? So I was like, ooh, Ceiling River. So I was like, Jooch, we got to make a sign. We'll go just print out a picture of her face and put it on the ceiling somewhere and see if anybody notices Ceiling River is watching you.
Mm-hmm.
And you hung it right at the front door and nobody noticed it until I didn't even notice it. I walked yeah. under that door 20 times. You hit it in a place that was kind of inconspicuous to where the light was. And it was so funny. So, yeah, we even we had River and we had Penny here. And yeah. the one thing that we had total fail was, you know, we didn't have any celebrities to do signings or anything like that. I almost asked for Brand to bring his Cthulhu.
Right.
But it was like, you know, we didn't want to, like, let anybody know what we were doing.
Right.
And it felt kind of, yeah, you can come, but bring Cthulhu, you right. know, kind of thing. So hopefully next year we'll do things differently because we are doing this again. This was too fun. Yeah.
Well, that's why I said irregular.
Irregular.
We may end up with Dragon Con next year, so mm-hmm. we can't say annual.
Right.
But we know there's so many cons that we're definitely going to miss a few of them.
Exactly.
So we'll pick a different con that we miss, and that'll be the BlenderCon tradition as we pick up the slack.
Yes. For the folks in the area, you know. For the folks that, you know, we know and feel comfortable having coming to our house where we live with our kids, yeah. you know, so there's a comfort level there too. But mm-hmm. it was so awesome. Just a day full of win. Considering the fact that I did not miss, I don't care that I missed Dragon Con, especially since we didn't win No Parsec.
Yeah. Yeah.
It would have been amazing to meet Gutshot, who I just adore.
Yeah.
And to see everybody in one place, like at Balticon,
yeah,
would have been fantastic. But for the con itself, mm-hmm. I don't even care that I missed it because BlenderCon was so fun.
Yeah,
it's just such an awesome group of people. I cannot think of a better way to spend 10 hours on a Saturday.
Absolutely.
Fantastic.
Absolutely.
And everybody seemed to have a good time. So that was, I mean, when you start a party at 2 and people naturally start heading for the door like 10 hours later, that's a good party.
Yeah.
They're not looking at their clock going, we got to go. So it was so fun.
Yes.
I think at this point we're going to wrap things up.
Yeah. We need to get back upstairs.
Yeah. We're being kind of rude. hosts and whatnot. Not that they care. They're in pajamas going, ooh, Firefly.
Yeah. But we had said that we wanted to do Into the Blender biweekly.
Yeah.
And realized that it's almost a month. This is the last day to get it out to where we like don't miss an entire month. We feel so bad about it.
And we are, school is starting on Tuesday for the boys. Things are settling down again. Ha ha ha. And we're going to be on a more regular schedule. It has to happen.
Yeah.
So we really appreciate your patience. And we're going to fill you guys in on some other stuff that's been going on. Because it's just been, when you guys hear everything that's gone on the last couple of weeks, you'll be like, oh, no wonder. So, and we do have an email that we have not addressed yet. And it's one of those subjects for us that isn't the easiest thing in the world.
Yeah.
Which it's not that we're intentionally putting it off, but it's something that we're kind of like, oh, okay, we got to deal with some of our own.
It's a very valid concern, very valid things that people go through.
Every blended family goes through
and it. It's something that particularly hits extra close to home with us, something we've been really struggling with. So we'll definitely be talking about that next time.
Right. And it's based, and just because it feels like a rude tease, it's basically about how do you discipline the kids if you're not the biological parent in the house.
Step-parents dealing with discipline.
And the other parent dealing with, you know, the whole thing. So it's a difficult issue for us because it's something that we struggle with daily. So if that makes you feel better, you know, if it makes you feel better to hear that, then it's true.
Yeah.
But we're going to talk about that in our next episode too.
Yes.
So we appreciate the email and we are not blowing it off. Please don't think that at all. It's just like,
it's a heavy subject.
It's a heavy subject for us.
We haven't taken it on yet.
It's one of the things that we struggle with. We've worked a lot of stuff out already in our relationship, but it's one of the things that still kind of weighs on us. So give us a little patience, please. And well, thank you for listening. Really appreciate it.
Yeah. If anybody else has comments or questions or anything, you can leave us a voicemail at 413-669-4720, or you can send email at intotheblender@gmail.com, or you can comment directly on the website for each episode at intotheblender.com.
Yep.
Love to hear from you.
Yeah. Oh, and if you haven't already, check out Form Letter Rejection Theater, because we did parts in the first one. We also have minor roles in the second one.
Yeah.
And it's a great story. And either way, they're both great stories. Yeah. So check those out if you haven't. Those are done by Paulette Jackson at FLRT.com.
I think it's FLRTpodcast.com. Okay, so thanks for listening, everybody, and have an excellent indeterminate amount of time.
2 weeks or less. I'm putting it out there. Two weeks or less. That's right. I said it. Oh, and we have a special treat for you next time. Think on that.
Ooh.
Now that is a teaser.
That's what you call a tease.
Bye.
Dear author, thank you for submitting your story, but I'm afraid we cannot use it at this time. It just didn't grab me. Grab you? You haven't had it long enough to read it yet. There must be a better way to put my stories out there for people to enjoy. But how? Form Letter Rejection Theater. With your host, Paulette Jackson. Join us each month as we bring you the best in previously unpublished short fiction. Each tale brought to life with dramatic readings by the author and a full voice cast reading the dialogue. Coming soon to FLRTpodcast.com.
Thanks for listening to Into the Blender.
You can find information, comment on episodes, and subscribe to the podcast at intotheblender.com.
You can send us email to feedback@intotheblender.com.
This podcast is released under a Creative Commons, non-commercial, no derivatives 3.0 license.
You are free to make copies and share this podcast to your heart's content.
Just not modify or make money from it.